Well, guys, a big week of travel for a number of us. Ed, you, and myself, we were on the road. You by plane and me by car.
Yeah, who would have thought? So, yeah, we did some traveling, and one of the things we experienced was we used Uber for the first time.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, from the Las Vegas airport, they got us to the hotel, and we had the ability to select XL for an extra large vehicle. And we got a, you know.
Because there were how many? You like six in the
there
party?
There were six of us. Mm-hmm. And all of my wife's family, the Lankins, are all of them are over 6 foot.
Oh.
So, you know, Mark is 6'5", and Anita's 6 foot. My wife's 6 foot. Janet's 6'3", you know. So, yeah, there's quite a lot, you know.
Tell me about Uber, just first of all. How do you use Uber? I've never used it.
Well, we download the application. You authenticate. So use the app. It's, you know, of course, you can use it on Android or iPhone. You download the app. Put in your information. You don't have to immediately enter your credit card information, which is nice, so that you can look through the interface and see if it's something you can even, so you can experiment with it without even trying to use it. But the first time you want to reserve a vehicle, of course, you do have to put your credit card information in there. And so we were able to navigate and find out, is this something we really want to do? For $23, we were able to travel from LA to our hotel, or not from the airport to our hotel.
Wow.
The shuttle was $25 a person.
Ouch.
You know, $50 for round trip. So we were able to each pay $5 for the six of us to take a XL large vehicle from Uber, and that worked out great. On the way back, though, one of the drivers cheated a little bit and they had a journey.
A much smaller
vehicle. And this shouldn't even qualify as an XL vehicle.
Yeah.
We did fit. All of us had to carry, had no room for luggage. Luckily, we were flying Spirit and we had just the carry-on.
Oh, okay.
Personal item. And so all of us had to have that in the lap. So that guy was a jerk. Not a jerk. A jerk that he specified he had an XL vehicle in Uber.
Yeah, yeah. But you also said that, was it one of the people who had the application on their phone discovered, this is interesting, Kel, you could actually find out that information about what the vehicle was.
Correct. Yeah, so we were able to, you could see that there were four or five Uber vehicles within 1 or 2 minutes, and some of them just hovering by the airport or by casinos. And then later on, though, we discovered that they were able to then, once you selected a person, you could find out what type of vehicle they have. And we didn't realize that until after we selected the XL user. So it's a learning curve.
Yeah, and matter of fact, I think when you said Anita discovered that was a journey, she could have known that ahead of time.
She could have found that ahead of time if we'd known the application a little better.
That's very interesting because I also downloaded an app to my phone in order to be able to use Airbnb.
Yes.
Which is a great way to travel. It allowed us to save an incredible amount of money as well. I had been planning this trip with my wife to see her brother for his 70th birthday in St. Louis. And we knew we were going to be driving down there. And so I had gone ahead and had gotten the cheapest hotel room I could, as close as I could to him.
Right.
And it was going to cost us close to $300.
So $100
for two nights.
A night. Oh, really? $150?
$150 a night for pretty sparse accommodations. In any case, my wife was talking about this with her hairdresser, who is 30-something.
Everything. Yes.
They do. They know everything. And
it's like a barber for men. You know, they know everything.
She, God bless her, Kate, told her, she said, well, have you ever thought of using Airbnb? Now, I said, what's that?
Now, Airbnb.net or com?
.com.
Okay, just want to make sure.
So we went ahead. I then started investigating as well, like you did with Uber.
It's a way of reserving, like Uber. So it's people rent their houses. Or a portion of their house.
A portion of their house. A bedroom, for instance. Yeah. Or the whole house.
Or the whole house.
It could be the whole house as well, Cal. But in this case, it was a room on the house.
It's real important that you give them the correct syntax for that. How is that Airbnb?
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Airbnb. So it's a B. N, the letter N, and B,
.com. So they'll give you a bed, but not necessarily a breakfast, as Cal discovered, because he's like, did you get breakfast in with that? No.
Hey, man, I'm in St. Louis, man. I want red-eye gravy and, you know, a little bit of, you know,
well,
St.
here's
Louis
the deal. You
breakfast.
Can hunt around.
Yeah.
Like, we had our choice when we, what you do is you give them, for instance, in St. Louis, I said we want someplace near Central West End. That's a neighborhood where my brother-in-law lives, in an apartment building. And so they gave us a number of places that were generally in the area. They could have been like within a radius of a couple of miles or so. Any case, and then you look at the different places and see what they have to offer.
Right.
This one had one bedroom. It gives you images, it gives you good pictures of the place. And then it gives you the rate and it tells you what you can get for that.
So how much did you end up spending for your...
Two nights?
Yes.
$94.
That's incredible savings.
$94.
So how were the people that were they approachable? Of course they'd have to be.
This young lady was just, her name was Emily. She was a nurse practitioner at a local hospital for, a pediatric hospital for kids who were in really rough shape. And she was a gem. Country girl from out in Illinois who had come into the big city and was applying her skills in there. Just a wonderful, wonderful person. I have a feeling that generally speaking, these people have to be kind of gregarious to be able to open their homes like this to complete strangers. And she was, and just a wonderful person. I had hoped to have her on the show today, but we couldn't make the connections quite today. Maybe we'll do it sometime in the future. I'll get her on just to say, you know, how she got involved in Airbnb. It's something that started in 2008 with a guy who his landlord had just raised his rent 25% in 1 month in San Francisco. And he said, I got to find a way of getting around this.
Now, when I tried using Airbnb, I'll have to tell you, my experience wasn't as good. When I tried to do the spring training for the Tigers in Lakeland, I couldn't find anything under $150 a night.
Wow. Well, that may be a different, and maybe a different case in different places.
So shop around.
Shop around. We'll be right back. Talk a little bit more about our travels and then get to some of the reveals that went on this week. I'd like to tip my hat to the man behind the glass. That's Mr. Rich Lozinski, who's our engineer and producer today. Thanks, Rich, so much for your help making the program work as he does so well behind the scenes. Very valuable member of our team here. Ed Riddell and Cal Carson in studio with me, Foster Brown. And we're talking about travel. And I hope, by the way, this is kind of a mind opener for some of you folks out there who are looking to travel, as it was for us. And we've been talking a little bit about my experience with, well, Ed's experience with Uber. I haven't done that yet, by the way. Cal, have you done that?
No, but I'm actually going to try Lyft.
Lyft is L-Y-F-T?
L-Y-F-T, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was in a store the other day, and they had a bunch of cards laying on the table and said, you know, get a free Lyft ride, yada, yada, yada. So I figured I'm going to grabbed a couple of them and give it a shot.
Yeah. And they're competitors, right?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Lyft, pretty much the same deal?
Same deal. You know, you just get in contact with them, tell them the type of, you know, ride that you want to get, and they'll come by and grab you and take you wherever you want to go. I've had a couple other people I've talked to have used Lyft, and they were in New York City, and they were extremely happy. Just happy like Ed was with the Uber situation, because they said in comparison to a taxi, the thing was wonderful because the taxis are absolutely filthy, she said.
Right, yeah. And that's what I found. The vehicles were immaculately clean.
Because it's the, well, the taxis often, that's right, it's their personal vehicle.
Right.
That's part of the incentive, I think.
Not to mention that's the fact that it sells it for them. And, you know, they don't have like taxi printed on the side of the car, so they have to, you know, if their reputation is based upon service and cleanliness, and so therefore, yeah, they'd have to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I'm surprised that they've been able to fight off the taxis in New York, knowing how much it costs to get taxis licenses and things like that.
A medallion in New York for a taxi driver is $85,000.
A medallion being like the license?
Basically the license for them to be a taxi.
A minimum. Some of medallions go for over $1 million.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
How can they? Why?
And so a lot of these people, so that's what they said. They were taxi drivers. They got tired of paying percentages. And they know they had their own vehicle. And this is the way they can get paid directly. And they get a paid percentage. And so does Uber.
They rode in the Lyft car, and I think they said they paid $13 to do the trip. The same trip in a taxi would have been $45 to $55.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, I imagine we're kind of like in the transition between horse and buggy and cars, in that sense that there's such a huge shift that's going on right now. It's just mind-boggling. Like with Airbnb, in this case, I'll say it was a Holiday Inn Express that we had first, looked at the prices on, and that was going to be close to $300 for two nights.
Well, about the best I can get, by the way. Well, the one thing that you're not going to get with Airbnb that you would get with other airlines is like Travelocity and Expedia is you could bundle airline tickets with hotels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that hasn't started happening as far as I know with Airbnb.
No.
And not to mention the fact that you are looking for a place to sleep. You aren't looking for a place where you're going to stay and you want it. Amenities like a swimming pool and an exercise facility.
You can
and all
get
that. Sort of stuff.
Well, yes, and yeah, it's interesting with Airbnb, which is the lodging application that you can download, which we use this time around. You can choose that kind of a place. There are some places that say we have a pool attached or we have whatever, and then the prices go up. Might be competitive with a local hotel.
Oh, man. When I was looking at those places in Lakeland, I mean, these cinder block places were charging $150 a night.
Yeah,
like,
that's...
good luck, buddy.
That's discouraging to find that they... But I guess, that also happens in the market.
Supply
it's a free
and
market.
It's supply
exactly.
And demand.
Supply and demand. And the place that we stayed in, West Lafayette, Indiana, coming back, was near Purdue University. And the price was ridiculous. It was like $44 a night. and it was basics.
And what this is good for is those impromptu times where you want to go visit relatives, but you know they only have a one-bedroom house.
Yep.
And you don't want to stay in a hotel. You could stay in, and they're rural, maybe. Mm-hmm. They're miles away. You might find someone with an Airbnb in Ortonville, Michigan. And,
exactly.
And you could come visit Ed, because I don't have a spare bedroom for you.
Exactly.
Come visit me and spend the night at someone else at Airbnb.
You don't have a loft in the barn I can sleep in? Some hay?
Well, for you, Cal, I'll give you a loft in the barn.
Oh.
I just put a wood-burning stove in there, too.
Sweet.
Nothing like a rustic feel.
Anyway, but I don't want to take up too much time, but I hope we kind of open minds here that there are other ways of traveling out there if you'll dare step into some of these. These are both through applications.
And we're about a year behind this. I mean, personally,
we really are.
I mean, fighting.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, they've been doing Uber, and it's been in the news for 2 years or so. Airbnb for at least.
We're just discovering this because we're old geezers.
Right. We broadcast from experience, right?
That's exactly it. But I think that's a good way to do it. The other thing, too, by the way, is you can book a place, let's say, for a couple nights in St. Louis, maybe two, three nights around St. Louis, as an example, or around Detroit someplace. And the people very often will say, we'll help you find restaurants in the area. We'll help you find sights to see. Mm-hmm. Like the young woman who was our hostess, Emily Melican in St. Louis, she was a sweetheart. I mean, she had 27 places near her that she was going to recommend to people to visit. And we were near Forest Park and a whole bunch of other things. So they really take some time to go into effort to help people to really feel like they're at home there. And that they can get to know places they can walk and walk safely and think.
Right.
There's this, it's a wonderful inside track, often, not just a savings as well.
Right. And a lot of them will say, you don't want to go over there. I mean, that's really hokey or that's a tourist trap. You
exactly.
want to explore this park as an example.
Yeah.
If you're into hiking, stuff like that.
So those are good things as you travel. I think you had asked, or Ed had asked us, Cal had asked us during a break, what electronics we brought. Wasn't that Cal? You asked? What electronics?
When you went traveling, both you guys, when you went traveling and stuff like that, what electronics did you take with you? Or were you actually on vacation and you left that crap at home?
The only thing I used my phone for was to keep track of what time, if it was 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning when I was in Vegas.
Why would you care? There's no clocks in the casino.
There are no clocks, but my body
sure
was saying,
you don't see
am I tired because I've been up too long, or am I just tired because I didn't eat? And it's just, the bright lights just keep you up all night.
So if you're tired because you didn't eat, you just go down to the buffet and have some more.
Absolutely. They've really cut back on the buffets in Vegas.
Really?
Yes. They just do not have those all-night buffets like they used to.
Wow.
I wonder if you can look on the internet and find out which ones do.
Well, if I had a device I brought with me, I probably could have. But I did bring all I brought was my phone. There were no PCs. And I did well with just that.
Well, mine was not necessarily a vacation for me. I drove 1,500 miles. So it was a busman's holiday in that sense.
Oh, yeah.
And I needed my phone. We used it both for navigating, getting to a number of places that I really didn't have a good idea where they were. And the different applications I had on my phone, Google Maps,
right,
and Waze, W-A-Z-E, which is now a wonderful application developed by Israelis and bought, you know. We forgot to look that up.
If that was actually a Microsoft product or a Google bought them, we're not sure.
We'll look during the break and see if I can find out. But they were recently bought either by Microsoft or Google. But in any case, I use them to help navigate. And then, as we were traveling, I used my iPhone 6 Plus, as a hotspot for my wife to be able to get on with her laptop and check her email and answer questions that people send her on a site that she's on.
So, it probably would be safe to say that nowadays, no one goes on vacation without technology.
I would say it depends on where you go. If you're going into the woods someplace, maybe not, but getting to the woods, you probably do need it.
You know, just for fun, the next time I go travel somewhere, and I'm really not in a hurry, but I'm just out traveling casually, I'm going to take my phone, I'm going to lock it in the trunk, and just try to see how things work without it.
I think you're right.
You know, in some states, that's illegal. Well, I'm sorry, that's Texas and the gun law. I'm sorry. The guns have to be clearly legal.
Last night, we're coming back into Michigan up I-69, and there's a special rest area there. It's kind of a welcome center to Michigan.
Yeah.
And they have a big bin with Michigan maps. Paper maps?
Really? Yeah.
My wife dives in and she says, "Oh, I want one of those." She says, yeah. "I love those paper maps."
I love those maps. I still like them. Too. Waze was purchased by Google.
Okay, it is Google.
It
okay.
was Google. So that's why traffic jams now show up on Google would be one of the reasons. And detouring.
Yep, Google Maps and Waze both look like they're working the same way. Okay,